Off the ball, GAA.
David Clifford is obviously on a different planet. Like, I actually think it's ridiculous that me and him both won the same award. Like, it's ridiculous. he's on a different level.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Shelburne boss Joey O'Brien ahead of their Europa League qualifier against Rijeka. Are Manchester United about to beat Newcastle in the race to sign Benjamin Šeško? And Jose Mourinho pays tribute to one of his former players. First today, though, Shelburne are in Croatia to take on Rijeka in the third qualifying round of the Europa League. Rijeka lost to Ludogorets after extra time last week and had two of their key players, Gabriel Rukavina and Tony Fruk, sent off. They'll both miss tonight's game. Shells will be expected to name a much-changed team from last week's 1-0 loss away to Karabag. Many players were rested ahead of the trip to Sligo Rovers. The game Shells won 2-0 at the weekend. Manager Joey O'Brien feels his side's confidence levels are in a good place ahead of tonight.
Yeah, listen, I think really good. I think we've been playing good stuff over the last little while. Think again, results at home have been decent enough. Performance has been really good. Probably left a few points behind, really, when you look back at Galway and Waterford. But our performance has been quite good. I think I was in the Carabao game. It was a really tough opposition. We knew it was going to be that. But at home, yeah, we're disappointed how we started the game. In the first half, man, I thought just probably getting too much respect and let them settle into it a little bit. But I thought second half, we were really good. Again, had the momentum of the game, probably should have scored. Didn't. And again, just learning that for us. And then got hit with a couple of sucker punches really that took the toy away from us. But again, over in Carabag, the lads, again, really done well. Was able to make changes, put in the squad, and shows the strength of the squad that we have. Done really well in that game. I felt again, game plan was decent enough. Worked with it, and we had a couple of chances that again should have scored. Like, you know, and yeah, who knows how that toy would, that leg could have went.
Rijeka started the defence of their league title last Sunday with a 2-0 win over Slaven Belupo. Both goals were scored in injury time. O'Brien doesn't feel there'll be much difference between the sides in terms of match sharpness, even though their seasons are very much at different stages.
Yeah, look, I don't know. Like, I think when you get to a certain level of player, and this is and a certain level of team, and this is definitely one of them teams where, like, you know, they're obviously professionals. Like, I think people from the outside really make a real thing of that. Like, and just from your own experience of playing, like, when you're playing at a high level, you're a professional 24 hours a day, like, every day of the year. So I think from that point of view, like, I'm sure, like, it's not as if the days are gone where in the off-season lads used to go out on the battle, like, and put on bleeding a half a stone, you know, and then burn it off in pre-season. That's not the case anymore. So, and especially when you get to this level, these are serious teams and serious players. So they obviously take the profession really, really serious. So I'm sure, listen, win the league last year, win the double last year, they're obviously their coaching staff and their managers high class. So they know what they're doing, like, you know. So I don't think the fitness side of it is going to really decide the tie.
Vessel Spale could retain his place in goal despite the return of Conor Kearns from injury. New signings Milan Mbeng and Sean Moore are both available. Kick-off tonight is 7:45. Manchester United are closing in on a deal to sign Benjamin Šeško from RB Leipzig. According to The Athletic and Sky Germany, United have been battling Newcastle for the 22-year-old striker, with both teams submitting offers. Newcastle initially put in a bid of €75 million plus €5 million in add-ons. They raised that on Monday to go to at least €80 million. Within 24 hours, United made a proposal of their own worth €75 million plus €10 million with add-ons. Newcastle have continued working to secure the transfer, and on Tuesday a bid of €82.5 million plus €2.5 million was accepted by Leipzig. But Šeško, it's believed, wants to join United. All parties are now aware of that as talks advance in an effort to satisfy Leipzig's expectations. It's a case of Leipzig getting a deal they're happy with, but Champions League football and a higher fee may still not be enough for Newcastle to get the Slovenia international. Šeško scored 21 goals in all competitions last season for Leipzig. Now, if Newcastle do miss out on Šeško, attention could turn to Chelsea's Nicholas Jackson. The Chelsea striker will find himself down the pecking order after the arrivals of João Pedro and Liam Delap over the summer, while Gazzetta dello Sport are reporting that AC Milan have rejected a bid of €30 million for defender Malik Thiaw from Newcastle. So how does the Alexander Isak transfer possibly fit into all of this? Well, Saudi club Al Hilal, it's believed, are closing in on a deal for forward Darwin Núñez. Fabrizio Romano's reporting they have a verbal agreement with Liverpool over a deal. Liverpool's asking price for Nunez was believed to be in the region of around €70 million. And should that go through, it would free up crucial funds for the Premier League champions. Nunez, who has also been linked with Napoli and AC Milan this summer, is now in talks with Al Hilal over his personal terms. Would that clear the way for Liverpool to make another offer for Alexander Isak? It seems the only way Newcastle will consider letting the Sweden international leave is if they have a replacement for him. And so far, that hasn't been straightforward for Eddie Howside. The Times Northern football correspondent Paul Joyce joined Colin Buhig and Adrian Barry on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning, and he explained the situation in more detail.
From your understanding, Paul, how legitimate is Liverpool's pursuit of Alexander Isak? And if it is so, how likely is it to happen?
Well, I think the situation remains in Newcastle's court. Obviously, they're trying to get reinforcements in, and it would look like replacements for Isak. Obviously, they're struggling with that. And if we, you know, we're talking then about well-run clubs, if you look at Newcastle and the struggles they're having, they've not got a sporting director in place, and I think that's making a massive difference, because it's now Liam Delap. They've missed out on João Pedro. Ekitike, who's gone to Liverpool, obviously. Possible of missing out on Sesko now. So until that situation is resolved with Newcastle in terms of bringing in players, it almost, to me, in my view, it sort of complicates Liverpool's interest in Alexander Isak, because I just don't see how Newcastle will be able to not get quality strikers in and then sell their best player from last season, who helped them get in the Champions League and, as we saw at Wembley, helped them beat Liverpool in the Carabao Cup. Liverpool are there. Liverpool will spend the money. I'm not sure they'll go to... But I personally don't think they would go to sort of... You know, there was talk of $150 million for him, and that was Newcastle's valuation. I don't think Liverpool will go to that personally. I don't think they would see that as good value. Mm. So I think it's a bit of a game being played at the moment, and a lot of it is dependent on what Newcastle, how the next week shape up for Newcastle, because they need reinforcements before they can let Alexander Isak go. I think the two clubs play on August the 25th at St James's, which, you know, I don't know whether that's got a bearing in things as well. Maybe not, but, you know, that would certainly be a game if Liverpool had Isak and Ekitike in the squad by then.
One player who'll definitely be in the Liverpool attack next season is Dutch winger Cody Gakpo. He scored 10 league goals last season, and this season he's aiming to kick on to the next level.
For myself, it's just a case of keep going and keep being important for the team with goals and assists and work rate and defensive stuff, whatever the coach wants to see. And hopefully it's going to be a great season.
Meanwhile, RB Leipzig have contacted Liverpool over the potential signing of Harvey Elliott. While talks aren't currently at an advanced stage, discussions between both clubs are ongoing. Liverpool want more than €45 million for the England under-21 international, with a buyback option, or around €57 million without that clause. Leipzig believe the 22-year-old would be a direct replacement for Xavi Simons, who could leave the German club in the closing weeks of the transfer window. Chelsea are interested in the Dutch international Simons. Elliott started just two Premier League games for Liverpool last season. Both came after Arne Slot's side had wrapped up the league title. And he said in June he was wary of wasting years of his career due to his lack of game time at Anfield.
Diverted, a 10-part Off the Ball original series telling the story of sport and other things on a journey through Latin America.
I'm nervous and police will use tear gas.
Yes, yes, yes.
Jesus.
You're looking at two of the best professional wrestlers in Mexico City.
So if you hear anything about the Gringo Loco, that's me, okay?
Diverted has been named among Apple Podcasts' best so far list of 2025.
We were on our own at 3,600 meters.
We have that mark as narcos, cocaine, violence, as a Pablo Escobar thing.
To be honest with you, if I never see Route 40 again, I will be a happy, happy man.
Diverted. All 10 parts are available now for free via Apple Podcasts.
I thought Route 40 was the most lonely road in the world. It turns out Route 25 is somehow even lonelier.
Mark Ihu is undergoing a medical at Sunderland ahead of completing a season-long loan move from Chelsea. Chelsea had already turned down offers from clubs looking to buy the 19-year-old striker, with a preference to loan him to another English club. Guiu signed a six-year deal with Chelsea last summer after the club paid the €6 million release clause in his Barcelona contract. He made 16 appearances for Chelsea last season, most of them in the Conference League, scored 6 goals, including a hat-trick against Shamrock Rovers. Aston Villa have reached a €35 million agreement to sign Nice forward Evan Gessin. The Premier League side will pay a €30 million fee up front for the 24-year-old, with a further €5 million in add-ons. Medical is set to take place this week to finalise that move. Nottingham Forest are weighing up a move for Juventus midfielder Douglas Luiz. It would be a potential club record transfer, but no bid has been made yet. The club are holding internal talks on whether or not to move for the Brazil international. Forest's new head of football, Edu, is keen on evaluating a deal. He has a strong relationship with Kia Jurapchian, who also represents Luiz, which may work in Forest's favour if they do want to progress and move. Forest are also said to be interested in doing a deal for Aston Villa midfielder Jacob Ramsey. Crystal Palace boss Oliver Glasner is confident they'll be able to keep hold of Mark Gahey and Eberechi Eze this summer. The England internationals have both been linked with moves away from Selhurst Park during the transfer window. And speaking ahead of this weekend's Community Shield, Glasner says the focus is on adding to a squad and not losing players.
That's the positive aspect. Yes, we could keep all our starters and then also to replace the players who left us. So I think we have to add one or two more players to get the depth into the squad to be ready for, let's say, at least 55 games in this season. This is what we have to do.
Manchester City defender John Stones is confident the team has the hunger and determination to reclaim their Premier League title after a disappointing campaign last season. City had won 4 titles in a row but finished 3rd behind Liverpool and Arsenal. Stones says everyone's desperate to put that right this season.
To finish 3rd is, to our standards, not good, and how we played through the season. And we've got to put that right and get back to the winning matches and having that presence about us and believing in ourselves as a team.
Former Porto captain George Costa has died at the age of 53 after suffering a cardiac arrest at the club's training ground. The former defender, who was serving as Porto's director of professional football in his second season in the role, was rushed to hospital, but he couldn't be saved. Over his career, Costa played 530 games in all competitions, 383 for Porto. He had 50 caps for Portugal as well. He earned the nickname Animal from teammate Fernando Couto during their partnership in central defence. As captain, he led Porto to UEFA Cup glory in 2003 and then the Champions League the following season under Jose Mourinho. Mourinho, now at Fenerbahce, is preparing his side for a Champions League qualifier away to Feyenoord tonight. And yesterday at the pre-match press conference, he paid tribute to his former captain.
Good to see you.
I see in your face, we heard the news. It's a sad day. It's a sad day for Portuguese football.
Yeah.
Also for you. You know him very well. He was your captain, no?
Yeah.
What makes you feel sad?
It's part of my history that goes.
You said before in an interview, he was not even a captain, he was a leader for me.
Yeah. You have captains, you have leaders. And as Mert was saying, sometimes it's not about the armband, it's about what you represent. And George was one of these guys that, as I used to say, clean the garbage and let the coach do his job as a coach and not as the leader of a dressing room. That's perfection for a coach when his captain does this work. Of course, I'm very sad. It's part of my history that goes. But let's forget football. Let's focus on him, on George, a young guy, on his kids that I met when they were really kids, and now, of course, they are a grown man. And of course, I'm very sad, but I'm here because if he could speak with me now, he would tell me, come on, do your press conference. He would say, tomorrow, play the game.
Yeah.
Play the game, mister. Win the game and forget about me. That would be That would be George. So that's what I'm going to try to do. Do my job today, do my job tomorrow, and then cry after. But today and tomorrow I have a job to do, and I know that George would tell me to do my job.
That Feyenoord and Fenerbahce match is the standout clash in tonight's Champions League qualifiers. Feyenoord have Robin van Persie in charge now. Of course, he's going up against one of his former clubs. Nice take on Benfica in the south of France. Robbie Keane's Ferencvaros are away to Bulgarian champions Ludogorets. Fresh from the Club World Cup, RB Salzburg are at home to Club Brugge. That one's at 6 o'clock. Last night in Europe, Rangers won 3-0 at home to Victoria Plzeňa. So they play the winner of that Salzburg and Club Brugge tie. Shell's conquerors Karabag took a 1-0 lead away from North Macedonia. They beat Skendia. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.